state de Mishne darf sein und der Litz den Brigat ab zu die Gemorre auf Mulberes darf Chesam und Beis Mulberes Mishi Yivodai Ubro. So, what does Reb Elazar say? Reb Elazar says in the Mishne there are four categories of women who are the Cheskas Mishalokis Dat. Four categories of women. Who are the four categories? Reb Elazar Dav Zayin Omid Aleph. And then, the Mishne. Reb Elazar Imer, Arba Noshim Dayin Shaita. Psulo, Mulberes, Miko Uskeino. Psulo means Psulo Asdomi. Not Psulo in the sense that she lohoyis olish, but Psulo Asdomi. A young child who did not have a menstrual flow before, and now is the first time that she has a menstrual flow. That's called psulas dom. Psulo muberes, a pregnant woman, miniko, a nursing woman, uskeino, a woman who is elderly, in other words, who has attained menopause. So these four categories of women, so if they do have a menstrual flow, so then it's dain shaiton. We are not mitamel mafreya, the tares that he handled within the misles before the menstrual flow, because we pass like the chachomim loyki divrizev loyki divrizev. Shama he says shama is a mekir, and shama he says that it's dain shaiton. And here is a machmir, he says mitamel mafreya up to the previous pkide, the previous dike. And the Chachomim say, loyki divrizev divrizev, we are only mitamel mafreya, not a regular woman. If she has a menstrual flow, so the Gabi Tares, we are mitamel mafreya, all the Tares she handled within 24 hours prior. But Tares she handled, let's say, 24 hours, 25 hours before, so we're not mitamel. But the Gabi, these four categories of women, Reb Elazar says, we're not mitamel mafreya at all, only Dai Shaitan, because ordinarily they are becheskas mislekistan. But sometimes something happens, so we don't have to be cheshish, even the Gabi Tairas. Maybe she had a discharge of dam, let's say 20 hours ago, and it was retained in the Bisachitz. Because why should she have a discharge of dam? It's not even the usual thing, but we see it happen. So we have to assume that it happened only now, and until now, so no discharge of dam took place. So, four categories of women. Psulo, Muberes, Miniko, Iskeno. Now, we have to the Gemara of Chesam Beis. That's where we left off last time. Muberes, Mishinu, Givoda, Ubro. Vichamo, Hakoras, Ubea. Sum, Chesemia, Mishum, Rebmeia. Shlei, Shechodosh. Af, Alpishin, Raya, Lidovo. Zeicha, Lidovo. Shenema, Vahiki, Mishlei, Shechodosh. So, in other words, it doesn't depend. When she finds out, every woman individually in the case, she finds out she's pregnant. Let's say today a woman can go to a doctor and then she'll take you and a test, a rabbi test they call it. She can find out that she's muberes even one day after she became muberes. So that will not mean that it's dying shaitan, because that was a takonis chachomim. Midraise, we always say dying shaitan. But it's a special chumrah, the rabbanon ligabit hares. So mele the chachom it's loy plup. So the chachomim were misakein that he only a woman who has been determined by external observation, because for three chedoshim, so then every observer can notice that she's pregnant. But if it's less than three chedoshim, so it's not easy to determine it, but suppose we know she took a test, doesn't matter. That's the takonic. The kule of dying shaiton only applies to a woman she's in the stage of nika uber. What does it mean nika uber? When the fetus is already 3 months. 3 months does, because it doesn't mean 90 days, it means 61 days. Vahiki mishleish chodashim. When a woman is already in the third month, it's after 60 days, so then So it can be nikah. Vayik, that was the takone. Shene, so become a chorus uber sumcha singa mishim rabmeya shleish chadoshim. Vafro pishin raili dovo zeichal dovo. Shene ma vayik mishleish chadoshim vigein meya vigein. Zeichal dovo. So the more the kasha, why zeichal dovo? Zeichal dovo af pishin raili dovo zeichal dovo means there is a slight rai, but not good rai. Here there is this. A very conclusive raya. It says, "Vahi by Tomo, Vahi kimishleish chadoshim." So everybody knew that she, Tomo, was pregnant. So this is strong raya. It's not a zechel davo. Kroksi v'ray gdeli. So the Gemara says the reason was why the Gemara says afal pishen raya lidavo zechel davo mishum diike diolde lites viike diolde lishiv. I once mentioned, in other words, there are certain fetuses who require an embryological development of 9 months. And that these fetuses are born after 9 months. But some fetuses emerge after 7 months. So that means that these fetuses require only an embryological development of 7 months. Now, so it appears from this Gemara that if the fetus is that kind of fetus who requires an embryological development for 9 months, so he'll only be nikah by external observation after in the 3rd month. But if, in other words, when it's 2/3 of when it says, I mean, when it's already more than 2/9 of the pregnancy period, but if it is the kind of fetus that is nikah, I mean that requires an embryological development of 7 months, so then he will be nikah even before the 60th day, because after 2/9 of 7 months, so one could argue, some mele, it all depends. If she is muberes for 9 months, so then the aloha of Daishaito would apply after 3 months. But if she is muberes with a 7 month fetus heroin, so then even before the 3 months, so she, the aloha of Daishaito, because then it could be observed externally even before this, the 61st day. It could be observed even after the 50th day. And if we know that she is muberes and heroin of a 7 month fetus, so even after the 50th day, so we should apply the aloha of Tain Shaiton. So he says, Afal Pishin Rai Lidova, Zeicha Lidova, that there is a remes. That when is it considered as nikah to be muberes only mishleish chadoshim, even if we know she is muberes with a fetus that requires only 7 months heroin? Yes.
Does Gemara mean in the 3rd month or at the end of the 3rd month?
No, because I think it means in the 3rd month. Because the raya is, the remez, the raya is from the posik in Breishis, there in Vayeshev, and there it says, Vayhi kimi shloish chadoshim. It doesn't say, Vayhi kishloish chadoshim. Kimi shloish chadoshim. That means it wasn't exactly 90 days. How many? I don't know, but it kimi shloish chadoshim. Whether it means 61 days or it means 80 days, I don't know. But not exactly 90 days. Right, Rashi. The Yolgu is Ayin. Shemonika Rubro Lishlish Yomel. The Hainish Nechidoshim Lishlish. Komashvalon Das Linen Bosarev Noshi. Ton Rabon.
So it means the
it's a Takone.
The Takone.
So even today, when every woman goes to the doctor and she knows exactly whether she's Muberes or not, but the aloha of Dai, well, it's not relevant today because the whole aloha of Dai Shaito is relevant to Gabi Taras, and today we don't have Taras, we can't handle Taras anyway. But let's say, if it could be relevant, so today, even the woman...
It's relevant to Agnes, no?
What?
To Agnes. To Vesel.
That's right. Inochanam, that's right. You got me vested here. So it's relevant. So even if she knows she's Muberes, so she's not considered as a Muberes until it's Kimishleish Chodosh. Yes?
I think a reason is that nowadays, even where it's Mamish Luka or Igor, even 24 hours later, she can go to the drugstore, buy the test, and do it at home. And she knows she's a Muberes.
Yeah, okay,
but
fine.
But she'll still spot for the first trimester, and this is considered normal.
Okay,
so she may become a leader.
I don't want to go into it, but that's the Takonis Chacham, and it's Loiplug. Because if you say, because she can still spat, so Nusazet Varechol Yishrolim, suppose she couldn't spat. I suppose there are situations where she couldn't spat. There are certain tests when she couldn't spat. It's Loiplug. Doesn't make any difference. That's the Takonis Chacham. Ton Rabon, Harei Shehoyo Becheskas. From Rashi, it's really mashma, even though the Pasuk says Kimishleisha Chodoshim, but since the Pasuk doesn't say how close to Shleisha Chodoshim or not, so the Takonis Chachomim was Shlish Meibo, that means 3 months it has to be. Even though Gabitomor it was less than 3 months, Kimishleisha Chodoshim, but the Takonis Chachomim, again, because Nusazut Varechol Yishurim, so So it has to be 90 days. And even if we know that the Ibu or the Iroin is the Iroin of a Ben Shiva, so it's also, when does the Aloha of Daishaita apply only to a case where there is already 90 days after conception? That's how it's much more Rashi. The old Zion Shemonika Upo Lishlish Yomel. So he says Shlish Yomel, that means 90 days. Shlish Yomel, the Haine Shnei Chodoshim Shlish, Komashmo and Azlunu Basarei Bnoshim. So, Tona Rabban, Harei Shehoiso Becheskas Mulberes, Vio Asadam, Vahakin Yipilo Ruach, Hui Koldo Roshen Shokan. So anything, Ruach doesn't mean Dafke Ruach, sometimes, Mamish like Ruach, but sometimes there is some tissue and everything. But if it's less than 40 days, if the fetus is less than 40 days, then it's considered like my embalming, like Ruach. So that's why it says, Kold Dovor She'ini Shalkayim. In other words, because, let's say, in regard to an abortion, in a hardship situation, so I mean, of all, most daily masadet. The only who is he's a godly is a pesek, but I don't think that it's halachic amazing that because most the daily did not agree with him. Voldenberg, he was matter an abortion. Even after 40 days. But I think he's a yochid anyway. I mean, I wouldn't pass him like Harav Voldenberg. He's not a godly, and he has a right to pass him. It's the young poskim who have no right to poskim because they hear Rav Oldenburg whisper. Rav Oldenburg himself is a godly, is a pesek, he has the right to poskim. Rav Meshe Feinstein was a godly ador and he's a pesek ador, he had the right to poskim. But somebody who is not Rav Meshe has no right to poskim like Rav Meshe when he knows that Adar daily more chelikanim in any derais. So, Rav Oldenburg, he was matir an abortion. Even after 40 days, and even the second trimester, he was matter. Because he relied on the shita of most Rishonim that the Nuber does not have a din of nefesh. But the shita of the Rambam is that the Nuber, there is an Isar Tzicha, and the only heta to perform an abortion when the mother's life is in danger is because of Freydi. But a hardship situation, let's say, you know, there are all kinds of hardship situations. Let's say in case of rape, or I mean all kinds of hardship situation, or the mother has German measles, so then the doctor say that the baby might be born handicapped, physically handicapped, mentally handicapped, all kinds of hardship situation. I know I had that child many, many times. And if the fetus is more than 40 days, so then according to the Rambam, there's an Issa L'tircha, I'm not matter l'borsh. No matter what hardship situation there is. As a matter of fact, I won't mention his name. There is one big Ben Torah, which is one of the biggest Mitzionim among the young Talmud Chachamim today. I won't mention his name. And I don't want to boast, but his mother was ready to have an abortion because she had German measles, and doctor said that 90% that the child will be born, I mean, handicapped, mentally retarded, physically every handicapped, every way. And then he was born and he's a big Ilu. I'm not going to mention his name. He's known in the Ilama Yeshivas. So his father was very grateful to him because he got a psak from a great Pesach that he can do it. But then my brother, Rabbi Yoshe Be'ah, turned it over to me,